All right, I want to talk about the border issue, and we often bring on different opinions, different points of view. And Roy Herrera is a frequent guest on the show. He's a Democratic strategist, and I want to talk about the border issue because of the announcement that was made that the border is going to be reopened. So, Roy, thanks for coming on the show again. Let's talk about the border reopen for non-essential travel from Mexico into the U.S. How do you feel about it?
Well, I mean, in some ways, it's necessary for economic reasons. I mean, obviously, in a state like Arizona, where our number one trade partner is Mexico, having that kind of, you know, the border opening and that kind of traffic, commercial traffic and activity in people crossing the border, I think is largely good for our economy. So, you know, I think that is a good thing overall. Of course, it sort of shines light on the larger immigration issue, immigration reform issue with, you know, various incidents we've had at the border recently. But I think largely, I mean, both people on the left and the right would agree that opening the border is a good thing for economic reasons.
There were, and one of the things about it is that it's bothered me is that we were still allowed, the American people were allowed to go into Mexico, Rocky Point and otherwise. You could drive across the border with a passport. We have not stopped that from happening. You can drive back across the border without a negative test to come back into the U.S. If you fly into Mexico and fly back, you have to present a negative test to get back in. And at the same time Americans were allowed to go into Mexico, the Mexican people were not allowed to come into America. It seems kind of like a schizophrenic policy.
Well, I was recently in Mexico myself. I flew into Mexico City and came back and had to get a test to come back. So I saw sort of how it worked for Americans traveling there, which largely was seamless. But as you mentioned, you know, Mexicans couldn't come here because of, you know, sort of the aftermath of policies related to COVID-19. But I do think it is important to get Mexicans to come into the, you know, into the U.S., into Arizona, both as tourists or to do business or to visit family. And those things are all good for Arizona's economy. So I think at the end of the day, it's a good thing that we're finally at a point with, from a public health perspective, where opening the border makes sense.
And I think that I agree with you. And I talk a lot about policy because I don't like the personality conflicts about this. I think that we agree on more things than we disagree on both sides of the political aisle. But it's about policy. And do you understand from the point of view on my side of the political aisle that these are frustrating policies because they don't seem to be consistent with, you know, the restrictions on Americans and the push for vaccines and testing and masks? And yet when people are crossing the border illegally, the only criteria really is if they're symptomatic, they're quarantined, that there isn't a testing protocol, there isn't a vaccine protocol. Do you understand why someone like myself believes we've got a schizophrenic border policy with this administration?
Oh, I totally understand that. And in a lot of ways, I agree, meaning that we have had inconsistent border policies or immigration policies for a long time in this country. And of course, you add to that a global pandemic, which kind of scrambled the calculus even more. But I think that's right. I mean, we haven't had, you know, meaningful or reasonable common sense immigration reform in this country in decades. And I think when you look at the various policies, how we treat different categories of people, you know, people, different countries, it is very inconsistent. And I wish that we would be in a position where politically in Washington, we could get something done where there is sort of agreement, at least on common sense, you know, reforms and policies to both benefit our country and live up to the ideals that, you know, we say we have, but also, of course, help our economy and, you know, make sure that our businesses are thriving as well, particularly in border states like Arizona.
Well, I think that both sides would agree there's two issues. There's border security and there's immigration reform, and both need to get done. But let's talk for a moment about policy. We've got a case right now with millions of jobs that are available out there that need to be done. We have a definite labor shortage. We also have a bunch of people that have come into the country that are allowed to stay here awaiting some kind of adjudication. Why do you think now, with all of those things happening and the focus being back on the border again, is there a chance that we can get something done in the Congress where maybe there's a guest worker program or a step toward immigration reform that includes that to fill some of these jobs?
I hope so. I sincerely hope so. I mean, there have been attempts at this recently in, you know, obviously we're having a larger debate about the reconciliation bill. There's been attempts by Democrats in the Senate and with backing of the White House to try to include some relief for migrant workers and sort of a pathway of status for migrant workers in that reconciliation package. It looks like that's not going to be allowed. So then we're back sort of in a regular order where we would need, you know, 60 senators to agree on something like that. But, you know, it's things like migrant worker reform and, you know, in sort of streamlining that process, because that's what our economy needs, as well as creating a pathway to citizenship for our Dreamers. Those are two things where there has been historically bipartisan support for those kinds of reforms. And I hope that in at least those reforms, even if they're isolated from the larger comprehensive immigration reform issue, can be done, because there is bipartisan support for those measures.
So let's talk about the security side of it before we go. On the security side of it, there is that place in Yuma that's known as the Gap. And it's a huge gap in the border wall that's down there in Yuma. And now that there has been such so much attention paid to Del Rio, Texas, and McAllen, Texas, we're seeing that the Haitian migrants and other migrants are making their way up through Arizona and now through this area called the Gap. Do you think that that story for people in Arizona on both sides of the aisle is going to be finally some realization that we definitely need to step up security at the border?
Well, I mean, I definitely think that incidents like that and the media attention that comes with that has made immigration become more of an issue, or come more to the forefront of an issue as far as priorities go in Arizona. I mean, we've seen public opinion polling recently that has shown, you know, immigration as the number one or number two issue that are on Arizona's mind. So to the extent that there are any incidents in a location like that, or any incidents similar to what occurred in Texas, that obviously is going to put more pressure, I think, on our elected officials to get things done, because Arizonans, you know, see that and want something to be done. So I think that's the case. But, you know, we go back again to sort of the problem of Washington, D.C. in some ways, where, you know, for you to, or for, you know, the Congress to pass some kind of reform that would add border security, that would likely have to come in a larger measure, which will include, again, a pathway to citizenship for certain types of immigrants. So the real question is, can a larger deal be struck? And I'm not sure it can be, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's I think, frustrating for both of us on both sides of this discussion, that there is so much that we would agree on that's useful, but it doesn't seem like people are willing to take that step to the center of the aisle and say, okay, I'm going to come from here, and back to the old style of negotiation. Nobody gets everything they want, and nobody's completely happy with how it is when it's done, but at least we're doing something to further the cause.
I totally agree with that. I think the answer is for you and I, Mike, to get elected and make those deals in Washington. I think that might be the only way it'll happen.
Oh, that scares me a little. And the fact that you said that is making everybody in my family laugh, because that's never going to happen. Roy, I appreciate the time as always, and I look forward to doing it again.
Thank you so much for the invite.
All right, thanks.